The state spending requirement is commonly referred to as the 50-50 split, because no more than half of MARTA revenue can go to bus and train operations. The other half must be set aside for infrastructure improvements. MARTA had been exempt from the 50-50 requirement for years, but this past legislative session, MARTA and state lawmakers failed to work out a deal to renew the exemption. MARTA spokesman Lyle Harris says riders won't be affected.
Right now, immediately in the coming fiscal year, the impact is nominal. We're not looking at a fare increase.
As for the long term, the agency projects its sales tax revenue will rebound from the recession. Harris hopes that will offset the return of the 50-50 split. He adds the agency is also looking into generating new revenue and outsourcing some services to private companies.
We are looking at sourcing opportunities so that we can help lower the cost of doing business. And we're also looking at revenue generation, more advertising, in-station concessions, those sorts of things.
The agency, however, is facing challenges. It's running a $30 million deficit, and ridership continues to decline. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.